The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. On this fourth day of April, wow. Time is flying by, and I saw some flowers blooming today. Kind of makes me feel good, and was able to sit in the sunlight for a while today. And now we have out there, well, our producer for the whole mile is Style.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Style. And of course our illustrious patriotic preacher that we have out there from Missouri, none other than the Parson Joe Larson.
Well, you're a protege, so whatever I do wrong, I'll just blame it on you.
All right. Let's get... We have a whole lot to cover tonight.
Do we?
Now, you know, we're going to be in Isaiah 5, but Joe, I've changed things up a little bit because there are six woes in Isaiah, and so we're going to start not in verse 18, but verse 8. And so... Take it a verse at a time, and then we'll just comment on it. So start with verse 8.
All right. Verse 8, Isaiah 5.
Yep.
Woe unto them that join house to house, that lay field to field, till there be no place, that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth.
All right. Do you know what he's talking about when he says that, join house to house?
Not sure. Well, it's not coming. The house would be joining houses of different families together.
Well, actually, what he's referring to is accumulating, buying the homes of people.
Oh, buying them up.
Okay. And yeah, and so to where you own the homes and everyone's forced to rent from you. He goes on, he says, the next verse, go ahead.
In mine ears, said the Lord of hosts, of a truth, many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair, without inhabitant. So he's giving a punishment for those that take homes from others and rent them out.
Absolutely.
We've seen a lot of that in the past year or two, haven't we, here in America?
Yeah, we sure have. We absolutely have. And so, go ahead and read the next verse.
Yea, 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and the seed of a homer shall yield an epeth.
Okay, so here now, when you take a look at 10 acres, he's telling you there's going to be famine in the land. And do you know what a bath is, Joe?
A bath was about 8 gallons.
No, it's actually 6 gallons.
No, it was 6, okay.
Yeah. And a homer is what? Six and a half bushels.
Oh, okay.
And
I
so
it was different, a big more gallons, the dry gallon weight.
Go to verse 11.
Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning that they may follow strong drink that continue until night, till wine inflame them.
Okay. So what happens when wine inflames them? They become intoxicated. They become drunk, don't they?
Right.
Now, let me ask you.
See a lot of that on TV where the first thing they do is go to the liquor cabinet. When they walk in the door, they go pour a drink.
All right. So how many of those people that are drunk are thinking about obedience to God?
Probably none of them.
That's what he's talking about here. Keep going.
And the harp and the viol and the tabret and the pipe and wine are in their feast, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. They're focusing on party hardy and their life, and they're not realizing that everything out there is a gift from God. The air they breathe, the water they drink, the food they eat, you know, everything comes from him and is controlled by him.
Exactly. All righty. Keep going.
Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst.
Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, he hath rejoiced, shall descend into it. How would that apply to America today? I have a list here of corporations, of the CEOs who have turned totally against Christians. We're talking about Walmart. We're talking about Target. We're talking about Home Depot. There's a whole list of them here. And then there's a list.
A huge list. We gave out the website where they listed the worst of the in the different categories, and there were so many of them that have, you're right, everything promoting everything that is anti-Christ and not doing a single thing to promote anything Christian.
All right. And we go on, he says, and the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. And so here, but the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified with righteousness. That word there means hallowed. He would be hallowed. Then shall the lambs feed after their manner, and the waste places of the fat ones shall strangers eat. And of course he's talking about in their pastures there. Here you go,
right,
verse.
They'll lose their lambs to someone else.
All right, here you go.
Someone else will take advantage of the gifts that were given them.
Yep. And so here, when you see this, verse 18, woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin, as it were, with a cart rope. So now he's talking about those that are parading, they're flaunting, and they're parading their sin in front of God as if their sin was in a cart and pulling it in front of God. How do we see that today? Give me some really good examples of that, especially what we've seen today.
Oh, we see it with the pro-deathers. We see it with those that are coming out with the lies and deceit about January 6th and the lies and deceit about what's going on with Donald Trump. And just everywhere, the environment coming out with the, world's going to end tomorrow. And
here's some good examples. Very, very corrupt Alvin Bragg. Very corrupt. Now, he knows what he is doing. He's been told to do this. Here, Joe Bob and Biden, and we have this. We have Biden admitting on a clip. We've got Biden admitting that he's behind this whole thing. All right? And so here, we've got Biden sending Matt Colangelo there to corrupt, very, very corrupt Alan Bragg, telling him that the big guy wants you to go after Trump. Go after him with everything you have. We got that. We got all the evidence now. Again, it's got nothing to do with justice.
Because Master George Soros told him to do the same thing when he gave him the money to run for office, because he ran on, I'm going to get Trump. That was his campaign. I'm going to get Trump.
Yeah, I know that. Soros told
New York Attorney General, I'm going to get Trump.
But remember when Trump put the sanctions on China, Communist China? When he put the sanctions on Communist China, they told Obama, Biden, you're going to get him, Obama. We're going to take Trump down, and we're going to put you there. And that's what he did, because China has admitted they own Obama, Biden.
We heard them say it.
Yep. And so, and you know, we keep all of it, little by little, everything we've been saying now, you know, for the last few years is coming out. Little by little, it's all coming out, okay? And so here, he goes on. What about these sodomite parades? What about what you had? I mean, they had some horrible, really sick and demented protesters out there today in New York. I mean, I don't know if you saw some of those.
Oh, I saw a couple of them. Yeah, the screaming lady that said she was black, wearing weird makeup, big, huge lips, screaming hysterically, and didn't make a lot of sense, but
Joe,
some strange people there.
Joe, was Hitler a gentleman?
No.
Well, he was more of a gentleman than that woman was a lady. When you call people like her, when you call people like Katie Hobbs a lady, it's a real insult to the real ladies. It's a real offense to the real ladies out there, like your wife and mine, okay? These women are unclean women. They're wicked. That woman there was like that one that went into and killed all those Christians, the children and the adults in that Christian school. They're wicked, and the Bible refers to them as unclean. And that's why it drives me crazy when I hear people refer to the ladies of the View. There are no ladies on the
ladies,
View.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just to show you how crazy the world is, there was a man applying for a superintendent of schools, and he had written a letter, and he called the people he was going to be working with ladies, the two ladies he would be working with, and they took that as a microaggression that he called them ladies, and he got turned down for the job and told that his application would not be accepted. And all he did was call them ladies, and they took severe offense. So those on the left don't really want to be called ladies. I wasn't sure what they wanted to be called, but it sure wasn't ladies.
Well, maybe, Joe, he deserved it for lying. You see, words have meaning. Words have meaning.
Yes, they do.
And what happens is, see, whoever frames the debate wins the debate. This is why they come up with all this language of illusion out there today. But I won't use any other language of illusion. You know, I've never lost a debate. Never. And you know why I've never lost a debate, Joe? Because I won't use their language of illusion.
Their words. Yeah.
I won't let them frame the debate. And so
God already put the words out there, didn't he?
Right. Let's go to verse 20.
His words.
Woe unto them that call... Verse 20, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
So here we see, and what are we seeing? We're seeing people like that Yeldon, who the Treasury, Janet Yellen, saying how women that are pregnant and working should kill the thing and keep working. Instead of taking maternity leave, it's better for the economy if they just kill it and keep working. This is a wicked woman, wicked, wicked, wicked woman. And like you have Chelsea Clinton. Chelsea Clinton says how abortion is really good for the economy. Killing innocent little children and selling their body parts and making money off that. See, if that's good for the economy because somebody's making money off selling the body parts, Chelsea Clinton is as wicked, every bit as wicked as her mother. And so here, he goes on and says, "Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Remember in Romans 1, in Romans 1, he refers to them as what the fool has said in his heart.
Right.
Okay. And so here, "Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle," those going back to the very same thing, those who get drunk, the drunken brawlers, okay? But go ahead and read it all the way through 25.
All right. "Which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him." Oh, we got to come back to that.
Yeah, we will.
"Or as the fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them and hath smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still."
Do you know what that means, that his hand is stretched out still?
That means judgment's still coming.
Yeah, that means he's going to continue because
there's more coming.
They haven't repented because they haven't repented. And so go back to them who justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Donald Trump said, "I'm the most innocent man in America. Everything that they've thrown at me, so far, going back to all of these false accusations that the Democrats, they are corrupted as corrupt can get, okay?" And so here, and we see that. Give another really good example is the very, very, very corrupt FBI. And this guy, Jack Smith, supposedly a special prosecutor, he was one out of the Justice Department, along with following Merrick Garland, who were going after the peaceful pro-lifers. Peaceful pro-lifers that were out there praying, they would go after them, harass them, raid their homes, these dirty cops, okay? But those violent pro-deathers that were burning down crisis pregnancy centers and burning down and attacking pro-lifers, they wouldn't prosecute at all.
They haven't prosecuted one of those cases.
One.
In fact, they haven't even investigated them.
And so, here's a very good example of what I'm talking about. Wicked Katie Hobbs. Pro-abortion radical Katie Hobbs to veto bill giving personhood rights to infants, requiring doctors to provide medical treatment for infants who survived attempted murder, the killing of these babies that survive abortion, okay? This woman, Katie Hobbs, is as wicked he goes. And she needs to see, I wish there was a way I could get her where she couldn't get away from me. I would preach her about heaven and hell. I would preach her until her hair fell off, because she's a wicked woman. And if that wicked woman died today, she'd burn in hell forever. And so, just like those that were out there today protesting against Trump. So here, little innocent children that survive a cruel and painful death. This wicked, wicked, ungodly, and unclean woman, she wants them dead. Remember, like Obama said, those that survive, they should be put on a shelf and die. Those things... Obama referred to those little babies in the image of God. Those things were never meant to live, that wicked Obama said. And so, there you go. You know what, Joe? I think what we're going to do is I'm going to play that clip about Obama admitting to being the one behind this whole thing, behind to get Trump. It's only a 16-second clip, but go ahead. Play it nice and loud style.
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
There you go. He admits it.
Wasn't that Biden's voice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said Obama. Okay.
No, Biden. Biden is...
Biden, okay. I'm not sure.
This was him speaking to his people, telling them we got to make sure that Trump does not run again. He's behind this whole thing. And see, here's Biden's problem. Biden is surrounded by the most wicked, evil people in Washington, D.C. And in his world, he doesn't know how angry 200 million Americans are at him. He has no idea how angry we are at him. He's clueless. Now, Joe, remember there was a fella named Mussolini in World War II. Do you remember what happened to Mussolini over there in Italy at the end of that war?
No.
Okay. Mussolini was the president of Italy.
Right.
His people took him, and they did some. They castrated him and hung him upside down, naked.
That's right. I knew he was murdered, but I couldn't remember the details. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember?
I'm happy with him.
Okay. Do you remember Gaddafi? What happened with Gaddafi? And Hillary was behind that whole thing. Muammar Gaddafi.
Right, his son was negotiating some things, and Hillary had him taken out.
Hillary had Gaddafi beaten to death in the streets like that. He was begging for mercy. She double-crossed him. She double-crossed him, and he was...
I mean, they were in negotiations.
Yeah.
So it was a total double-cross.
Absolutely.
He never saw it coming.
And so... This is the wickedness. Now, what we have here, I wanted to just say with Trump tonight, here we have evidence. We got the evidence. Joe Biden sent this guy, Matt Calangelo, over to see very, very corrupt, very, very corrupt Alvin Bragg. And tell him the big guy wants you to go after Trump. Don't worry, we'll have your back. Don't worry. Well, you know, they're going to go and don't worry, our Justice Department won't let Congress bring you in. You can be as brash and cocky as you want. You're going to be, like us, above the law. And so this is what he's up to. But God hates the pride, a prideful look, doesn't he?
He certainly does.
He hates.
I goeth before the fall, and these people think they're untouchable. But I just heard tonight there's a lot more things they've discovered about Biden and his family receiving money from China. And it's the proof is getting, you know, to the point where they can't ignore it.
Well,
and more is coming out by the day. So,
They're going to have to get it through. They're going to have to get it directly into the courts because we don't have a Justice Department.
No, we don't.
Merrick Garland is. I mean, they're all corrupt as corrupt goes. I mean, they're all as corrupt as corrupt goes. So,
well, it's a revolution. We've got to remind folks that what they're living through is a communist revolution. The deep state is fomenting a revolution against the United States of America. They are taking over by force. They're using the judicial system. They're using the media. They're using the FBI, the IRS. They're using the Justice Department. They are fomenting a revolution, a takeover.
Already.
A coup, if you will, of this country.
We're going to hear about some of what our Congress is doing. We do have some decent people, some Republicans that are actually doing their job, some Republicans with honor and integrity. And I believe, do we have Josh Hawley up first, right? Okay, we're going to hear from the senator from your state, Josh Hawley, as he goes after an extremely bought and paid for Moriakis. Go ahead, take her away.
Thanks, I look Senator. Forward to following up with you, Senator.
Thanks, Senator Padilla. Senator Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Secretary. Thank you for being here. Let me start with what I hope is a simple question. Do we need to have more or fewer people coming to our southern border?
Senator, we are working on diminishing the number of people whom we encounter at our southern border because of the challenge it presents. We're trying to build lawful, safe, and orderly pathways to accomplish that.
Okay, fewer. So we need to have fewer, which means we need to roll back incentives to come. So I would have thought that would have been the answer. Let's talk about what you're doing, though. In January of this year, you rolled out a new phone app called CBP1, an app for a cell phone. I've got a picture of it behind me here. This phone app allows, and I'm going to quote from your own fact sheet, it allows, and I quote, non-citizens without appropriate documents for admission to schedule an appointment to come to the border. They can now go on their phone and schedule a time to come to the border and then be admitted. And you identified 7 separate border points of entry where they could come. 5 of them in Texas, 2 of them in California, 1 in Arizona. It's like a concierge service for illegal immigrants. My question is, you didn't think the border crisis was bad enough that now we're going to have an app that allows illegals to schedule their appointments and come and be admitted to this country?
Senator, you're mischaracterizing the use of the application. Let me explain it to you. We are currently enforcing the public health order of Title 42, and I know you're very familiar with it. There is a process for individuals who claim an exception to the Title 42 expulsion authority because of an acute medical condition.
Well, let's talk about this
urgent,
app.
If I may finish, an urgent humanitarian reason. So instead of them coming in between the ports of entry to claim that urgent medical condition, that extraordinarily acute humanitarian cause, we allow a limited number to arrive at our ports of entry and seek the emergency relief that they need.
Schedule you allow them. Let's be particular about
and
what
I
you do.
I should say that the CBP One app was not unveiled for the first time on January 5th of this year.
But you changed it. You made it available on January 5th to the illegals themselves. You don't have to be a lawyer to use it. You don't have to be a member of a non-governmental organization. Anybody can download the app and use it on their phone. And for the first time, you allow them to schedule appointments. Now, let's talk about what actually happens when they come to the border. It's interesting. You characterized this when you rolled it out as an application for applying for asylum. But nowhere on the app do you actually require the illegal migrants to apply for asylum or to claim asylum or anything about asylum. And in fact, when they then get to the border, you don't ask them questions, you don't do interviews, you just release them. Here's the Texas Monthly, not a notable conservative outlet, who reports, and I quote, "At no point does the app ask users, are you seeking asylum? Those arriving for the CBP1 appointments are given no interviews, asked no questions about vulnerabilities that they may or may not have listed in the app or about why they're coming to the United States. They're simply released into the country," end quote. So rather than building a wall, Mr. Secretary, you have built Ticketmaster for illegal immigrants.
You are, Senator, you are conflating programs. Let me explain.
Well, just
to you.
Respond to this. Is it true that they are given no interviews, asked no questions, and simply released into the country?
Let me explain to you what we announced on January 5th.
No, I want you to explain to me what's happening. I know what you announced. So, I read it to you.
So I will explain to you what is happening.
Are they given interviews? Let's start with that. Are they given interviews?
We were previously experiencing
That's starting to sound like a no. Well, let's just hone in here. Mr. Secretary, my time is very limited. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to drive to some clarity here. The Texas Monthly has reported that once illegal immigrants go on their phone and reserve their time to come to the border, once they use your concierge service that you've created for them, when they come, they are given no interviews. They are asked no questions about any vulnerabilities. They are simply released into the country. Is that happening?
Senator, you are mistaken. And if I may explain.
Are they given interviews?
If I may explain, individuals who seek parole under our January 5th program for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans are screened and vetted before they arrive at our border.
Wait a minute. They go on the phone and they just reserve a time, and then they show up and they're given nothing. Listen to this. Even immigration advocates are amazed about this. Here, also from the Texas Monthly, here's one immigration advocate whose first name is Orta. She says, that's the crazy part. Nothing in this new program requires you to actually seek asylum. Somehow, we've decided to punish those who arrive at the border without the app, who may be seeking asylum, but we just let in anybody who may or may not have any particular reason to seek asylum, so long as they've made an appointment on your Ticketmaster app. This seems crazy to me.
Senator, it's a complete mischaracterization of the program that we announced and are implementing.
So how many people have used the app then?
That you are referring to. So if I can explain.
How many people have used the app?
So we have, we had a significant surge of Cubans.
How many people have used the app?
Nicaraguans and Venezuelans.
Mr. Secretary, you're here to answer my questions. How many people have used the app?
Tens of thousands have sought to make an appointment at the port of entry under our parole program.
Okay, good. How many have been admitted without an interview at the border?
You are, again, inserting a fact that does not belong in your question. So if I can, I will get you the precise...
I'm reading to you from public reports about how your own app works. You're just blanket denying... Actually, you're not quite denying it. You're saying that maybe we don't understand. Apparently, I don't understand. Texas Monthly doesn't understand. Immigration advocates don't understand. You're the only one who understands, yet you won't answer my question. How much did this cost to develop, by the way?
Senator, I don't have the cost, but let me share with you a critical
fact.
Will
you get it for us?
Let me share with you a critical fact.
Will you get us the cost of what to develop this app?
Happily.
Did you contract with a tech firm to develop it?
Senator, we have seen a approximately...
Did you contract with a tech firm to develop it?
We have seen an approximately 95% decrease...
Did you contract with a tech firm to develop it? Yes or no?
Senator, this was led by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, our technical experts within the agency, and I certainly will get an answer to your question whether outside consultants were utilized
in the
development process.
You don't know.
May I explain to you, since you have a misunderstanding of the program, what it is and the impact, the positive impact it has had on encounters of these four populations in between the
I just want to know why it is that you are allowing people to come to this border to make appointments, to not be interviewed, and then how many have just been released? Is it true, by the way, as the Texas Monthly reports, that they're simply released into the country on official parole? And get this, they're not given, according to their reporting, any kind of follow-up. Their court dates are in immigration courts, Texas Monthly reports, not even necessarily asylum trials. They're often general deportation hearings where defendants can make arguments for remaining in the country. Is that true?
That is a completely mistaken understanding of how the immigration process works. That language is completely confusing and erroneous.
Well, it is confusing. What's confusing is why anybody would think that an app like this to allow illegal immigrants to literally reserve a time to come to the border and then be ushered in without an interview, without follow-up, without tracking, is stunning. It's absolutely stunning. Let me ask you in my very short time remaining nationals. I've only got a minute left.
That is false.
Let me ask you about the Chinese nationals who we all saw coming over the border, busloads of them, and then being released into the American interior. What's the percentage increase of Chinese nationals who crossed the border this year, Mr. Secretary? Let's just focus on maybe the Rio Grande Valley
segment. The number of Chinese nationals encountered at our southern border has increased significantly.
Do you know how much?
Over the past. I don't have the precise
percentage. I do. It's 900% just in the Rio Grande Valley sector. Are any of these people who came in this bus, these Chinese nationals, members of the Chinese Communist Party?
Senator, if an individual presents a national security or public safety threat, we detain them during the pendency
of their... But that's not what I asked. I asked if they're members of the CCP.
During the pendency of their removal proceedings.
Are any of these individuals members of the CCP? So I think there's about 70 who came on this bus.
If indeed they are determined to be a national security threat or a threat to public safety, we detain them pending their removal proceedings.
Were any of these individuals detained, or were they released into the interior of the country?
I don't have awareness of that particular group of individuals.
And so you don't know if any of them were members of the CCP? Or actually, you do know, you just won't say.
I don't know from the photograph, Senator, to whom.
But surely you know about the folks who you've read this report. You're the Secretary of Homeland Security. You're aware of these individuals. Were any of them members of the Chinese Communist Party coming into this country?
Senator, you're providing me with a group of individuals without names, identities, or
information. So you're not familiar with this incident that was widely reported on at the southern border? Don't you think it's strange that we have busloads of Chinese nationals coming across our southern border? I'm asking you, from a hostile country, I'm asking you if they're members of the Chinese Communist Party. And you don't know, apparently. You won't say.
Senator, we are very focused all things with respect to the People's Republic of China.
But you don't know any of the details. I plead exhaustion, Mr. Secretary. You have exhausted me. You have exhausted this panel. You have exhausted the patience of the American people. You should resign.
All right. No, he should turn himself in for treason. Now, Joe, to some of the people out there listening to this, in their minds they're thinking, well, gee, Josh Hawley never gave him really a chance to answer was kind of rude. No, you don't understand. No. Mariakas is out there. He's trained. He's told by Biden, get out there and filibuster. Look, let them beat you up all day long. Just look at your bank account. Don't worry about it. Get out there and let them beat you up, and you'll feel better when you look at your bank account. This is what's happening. Again, I want to make it very clear to people there. The Chinese Communists Party has told Joe Biden to keep the American border open. Joe Obama Biden is a part of the destroying America. He is the enemy from within. He is every bit as communist as the rest. His job is to bring in, here's who he's bringing in, MS-13 gang members, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. They've caught a number of terrorists here coming in. A large amount of Chinese communist nationals have been brought in. They're bringing all of these people in. So, and a lot of these, in fact, a good portion, are young men of fighting age. And these people are being separated. They're brought out. They're put in, taken out to different camps. And, again, this is treason. It's very, very high treason committed against the American people. I realize we don't have a Justice Department anymore. I realize we don't have the FBI anymore. They have gone dirty. They've gone dirty. Now, all of this too, and we don't have a military. But there are some things that I'm not going to talk about out here yet because it's not ready. But we do have, there's some things going for us. And one of them is God is on the throne and he's in complete control. And you have at least 10 million Americans in this country that are willing to fight to the death. They would rather die on their feet than live on their knees. And so we do have some things going for us out there. But anyhow, that's what, and by the way, he's told the filibuster, he says, you know, he is told, get out there, filibuster, don't answer the questions. And now, but what's happening, we're getting tired of hearings after hearings. Somewhere we've got to get, there's treason, high treason taking place. And they've got to get this into the courts. And the courts have got to order. And if we have to, Joe, it's got to go back. We have to take our country back county by county. We have to do it with the sheriff's, local sheriff's department, local police department. These guys, these cops and these sheriffs and who live right amongst us out here. We've got to take it back. We've got to squeeze the feds out. Now, I know, Joe, that not all of the FBI agents, you know, I knew some very good FBI agents, were good guys, clean guys, and there's still some out there. If you FBI agents are listening to me out there, if you have just an ounce of integrity, and I know there are some of you that are patriotic and you still believe in God and country, you need to do two things. Blow the whistle on the corruption all the way to Chris Ray, and refuse to obey their corrupt orders. Refuse to go out after Christians. Refuse to go out and arrest pro-lifers for saving babies. And now, for the rest of you folks out there listening, you have no obligation whatsoever to in any way, shape, or form acknowledge the legitimacy of Joe Biden. Joe Biden is corrupt. He did not win the election. The election was stolen. And he is not a legitimate president. In fact, according to his own daughter, that man is a pedophile in the White House. Two, you have got absolutely no obligation to recognize in any way, shape, or form the legitimacy of the so-called Department of Justice. They have been totally corrupted. Merrick Garland is as corrupt, probably more corrupt than anyone he's ever prosecuted. The same thing with the top echelons of the FBI. They have all gone deep state. They have all committed high treason. This is why they're scared to death of Trump. This is why they're scared, because if Trump gets back in that office, he's going after him this time, and they're going to be tried for treason, and they know that. They know that. And one thing Trump has behind him, he's got the people behind him. And so enough, we've had it. We've had enough is enough. And so, anyhow, you have no obligation. In fact, it would be a sin for you to recognize, to acknowledge any legitimacy at the Justice Department. And as far as, for that matter, also the Department of Defense now. The Department of Defense has gone totally corrupted, too. And so, anyhow, that's the way it is, Joe.
These are times that I'm hoping that the more and more corruption we see on a daily basis, that the sleeping majority out there that haven't been paying attention, that don't understand we're in the middle of a revolution, that there will be enough crazy things happening that it will wake them up. And at a point, the nation's either going to stand and say no, we're not giving up our constitutional republic. No, we're not going to allow a communist takeover. No, we're not going to allow this antichrist woke system to tell us how to live. Or we're going to, like Ronald Reagan said, we'll be a nation gone under. If we ever forget we're a nation under God, we will be a nation gone under. And that is the key. We have to start, it has to start from the bottom up. We have to start reminding folks this was a Christian nation founded on Christian principles. The institutions of law and government were based on the Ten Commandments of God, the teaching of the New Testament, and that, everything that was set up has been corrupted and is being taken away. And the minute you lose that fact of all rights come from God, inalienable rights coming from God that cannot be changed because they're God-given, we look at the history of the world. Whenever government gives you rights, it can take them away. And usually, what? They take away a lot more rights than they ever give. This was the only nation. They said it was an experiment in freedom and self-government. And we, you know, whether we win or lose will depend on people waking up and running to the battle.
Absolutely. You know, the last thing I mentioned was the Pentagon, where we don't have to, again, like I said, recognize any legitimacy. They have no authority. Now, they have power. They have power, just like, Joe, if a thug that walks up to you on the sidewalk in New York City where there's no justice, where Bragg is at, it puts a gun in, sticks a gun up to your head and tells you, I want your wallet. He's got power, but no authority.
Right.
And, of course, he would not spend a day in jail because Bragg, Alvin Bragg, is so corrupt. George Soros sent him in there and said, look, we want you to turn things up. We want you to prosecute the innocent and reward the guilty. That's your job. You're a bought and paid for whore, Alvin Bragg. It's what you are. By the way, folks, go to Hosea chapter 4, and you will read that, and you will see that it is defined exactly the behavior, not just in Hosea 4 either, but exactly the behavior amongst the corrupt men, and that's what the Word of God refers to them as whores. Okay, let me read this, Joe. Pentagon doctors say 7-year-olds can consent to sex change treatment. Now, this is what I told you about the Pentagon. Multiple doctors working on U.S. military bases recently claimed that children as young as 7 years old can consent to sex change treatment before demanding the Department of Defense announce a gender affirmative position, so-called gender diverse youth. That comes from Austin and Millie. Now, there are those that have a very strong suspicion, Joe, that both Austin and Millie are closet drag queens themselves. Now, here, in America, in the American Journal of Public Health, the doctors argued that the children who show symptoms of gender dysphoria should be given gender-affirming health care, such as puberty suppression and affirming hormones. First of all, Joe, that is something that is completely made up. It's as false as the word as can be. Why is it, Joe, for 6,000 years we never had that problem until just recently, right?
Right. Well, it just all of a sudden happening, and then we did some reports way back when like one girl in a high school would be online and start thinking, well, she was a transsexual. All of a sudden, 3, 4, or 5 of her girlfriend's peers would start to have the same symptoms and syndromes, and they would all want to do the same thing. I mean, we look at it, a pattern of behavior. We've seen it happening with music and dress and style and drugs and smoking and everything else, and yet the people refuse to see it's the same kind of children wanting to be like the other children. I can't remember the word, but, you know, wanting to be like your peers. And there was an explosion of this happening. And whenever you see something like this, you realize this is not normal. This is an induced symptom. And I want to back up because you were talking about Bragg. I've got a big, thick article I'm not going to go into, but the headline, terrifying rap sheet of the 10 worst New York City criminals, repeatedly released by D.A. Bragg, as he focuses on Trump. Now, of course, this came from the London Daily Mail, not a local, you know, American news source. But it's interesting. You know, he's busy going after Trump, but he lets these repeat offenders. In August, Mayor Eric Adams revealed that the same 10 criminals made up nearly 500 crimes, and 60% of them were still roaming the streets at the time in August. And this thing's got a list of all these people and their crimes, and he's right. In fact, I think now it's more than 60% of them are back on the street. It's just crazy reading through this. One, Harold Gooding, arrested over 100 times, 70 arrests for theft alone, has been taken into custody 100 times, busted dozens of times for larceny, 4 heists and targets. It goes on, 15 convictions to his name, and it goes on and on and on. But we know that the majority of crimes, especially violent crimes, rape, these kind of things, are committed by a small percentage of offenders. And the reason there's an explosion in crime is because these radical DAs, George Soros bought and paid for, all over the country, are letting them out. They're reducing the felonies to misdemeanors, while he takes a minor misdemeanor in Trump's case that is far beyond the statute of limitation, trying to make it into 34 felonies. And then these people that actually commit armed robberies, muggings, you know, actual real crimes, and he's dropping them to misdemeanors. And sometimes they're back on the street before the officers that arrested them can get back on patrol.
Well, that's the point. Soros, he sent in his prostitutes and let the cities burn. Let the cities burn. And people are leaving New York City in mass numbers. I mean, they're in the state of New York. They're leaving in a hurry. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned the mayor of New York. We saw he was out there doing his theatrics. He got his assignment, get out there and warn Marjorie Taylor Greene, don't you come here. Don't you come here. So he was trying to get, he was hoping somehow they could get
her arrested, too, yeah.
Yeah, but here, now, let me tell you who was there. There was a very wicked woman, really nasty old lady named Lisa Fathian, and let me tell you, Joe, she's 75 years old, but she teaches radical activists how to go in and instigate to start riots, to start street fires, how to go in and instigate things and make sure that you have some cameras. You go instigate Christians, go do something or insult, you know, maybe go up to some guy that's with his wife and call his wife a wicked, evil name, get him to be angry and lose it, and get that on camera. That's what she does. And she was there, and she was at the Ferguson riots and a number of other riots, and that's what she's paid to do. She's a George Soros whore. And so bought and paid to go start riots, get people hurt, get people killed. They're as wicked gets, Joe.
So. Well, you can see what they're up to. I want to remind the listeners what they're going to do. They had tried to set the court date for Trump to start in January of 2024, right during primary season. What they're going to do is these other DAs are going to be bringing up other charges on Trump. They're going to keep throwing stuff at him, keep him occupied with court appearances, bad press. They're going to try and destroy him one way or the other. Or the best scenario they can come up with is they're going to push and push and push and try and get him charged, tried, convicted, and right just before the election have a convicted Donald Trump on trumped-up charges, and all of a sudden he cannot be president of the United States, because they're going to threaten him with jail, or which he, of course, would be able to challenge the verdict.
Joe, we're coming up. We're coming up to
him from running.
We're coming up to a break, and so we will be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 4465. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.